qualities of that individual. And the way we say our salawat is not plain either. أفضل وأكمل وأجمل وأسنى وأنمى. All these are the qualities of the salat itself that we're asking God to send that on the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt. Why? To begin our discussion and to understand the importance of this dhikr, this dua. It is a dhikr and it is a dua. And it's one of the most effective dhikrs and du'as for any type of need, for any type of request, for any type of supplication, for any problem, and most of all for spiritual development. But to begin that, to understand it a bit better, and we need to do this every now and then. The discussion on salawat is not something to hear about or to speak of or to go over once and it's over with, we understood it. No, there's a lot of depth to it. There's a whole lot of depth. One could do 50 years of salawat hundreds of times a day. After 50 years, you still learn something about it. You understand something about it. A door is open to you that you previously didn't. That's how salawat is. There's a lot of depth to it. And maybe we can touch a bit of that. Why do we ask Allah to send His blessings? Because that's the meaning of salawat, is the plural of salat. As the Quran says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. They send God and the angels send their blessings upon the Prophet. Sending blessings, okay. Why are we asking Allah to send His blessings upon the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt? It sounds initially like, okay, so I'm asking God to bless someone else. Usually in our context, when do we do that? I have a need, I have a problem, there's an issue I'm dealing with. I come and say, oh, brother, can you pray for me? You pray for me, right? So I have a need, and I tell you to pray for me. That's when you pray for me. So what? The Ahlul Bayt have a need that I need to pray for before God gives it to them? Is God not going to send His blessings upon the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt if we don't ask Him to? Obviously, God has already answered that question in the Quran. It says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Allah and the angels are sending their blessings. You send your blessings. Okay. You send your blessings. Okay, so if God's already sending His blessings to the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, why are we asking for that? Why are we asking for that? What's the benefit in that? Who benefits? Well, the answer that we should obviously come to is that if it doesn't benefit them, it's not going to benefit God either. Then who else is left? We. So we are the ones that are going to be benefiting from this. But how do we benefit from this? Why do we benefit? Why is in every dua you have salawat? You want a request of yours, something you feel, you think you need. You want God to answer your request, your petition. Hadith says, start with salawat, end with salawat. Okay. They've connected it. And it doesn't seem like that connection is limited to that need, or it's because you have that need that God is going to tell you to do that. It's because what you get out of these is that plus more. What you're asking for, what you want, what you feel you need. So this is going to be difficult. I hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us understand this. Out of all creation, God says for us to send our salawat upon the Prophet. And by the way, it's not only us. Right? God tells us in the Quran, I just read the verse, we keep going back, we find points and thoughts from that verse. It says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ. So the angels send their blessings upon the Prophet. So what, angels have blessings themselves that they're sending upon the Prophet? Do angels have their own blessings that they send upon the Prophet? They have certain blessings themselves. And God says they are sending those blessings upon the Prophet. Is that what it means? So the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt are recipients of the blessings that angels have. And of course, God has given probably to the angels. Is that what it's like? Ulama have discussed this, and from the verse, if we were to pay attention, closer attention, and look carefully, that's not the case. The angels ask Allah to send His blessings upon the Prophet. Similar to us asking, it says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا. So we're doing that salawat as well. But what is our salawat? When we respond to that, I just read the verse, you all responded. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. What do you do? Allahumma salli. When you want to send your blessings, you say Allah, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, right? The angels do the same. Angels do the same. Angels ask Allah to send His blessings upon the Ahlul Bayt. We ask Allah to send His blessings upon the Ahlul Bayt. Why? Why this particular dua? There's got to be a connection between Allah sending His blessings upon the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, and that itself being beneficial for me and for all of us and for all angels and for all creation. If it wasn't for our benefit, we wouldn't ask for that, right? When you ask for something that has benefit for you, we are told to ask for something that is beneficial to us. So asking Allah to send His salawat upon the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, that itself has got to have a benefit for me, for you, for all creation, angels, and every part of this material and immaterial creation. What is the connection? What is the connection? Shall I say what, please? One of the places we can find the connection as a tafsir of the Quran, particularly this verse, is ziyarat jam'a kabira. Okay. Read this ziyarat. Read it yourself. Allama Tabatabai used to recite this ziyarah every time he went to the haram. Unfortunately, we are away from the shrines of the Ahlul Bayt. Okay, and we have to make an effort to go. It doesn't matter how much it costs. Try to do this every now and then. Every now and then try to do it. Put yourself, there's a hadith on a topic that's relevant. The Imam says about Hajj. He says, I would rather give myself and my family. This is Imam al-Sadiq living at a time where the Muslim community is doing pretty well, right? Economically. It's not like the time of the Prophet where they didn't have much, right? So everybody's enjoying the different blessings. He says, I rather provide, not for myself only, for myself and for my family, bread, olive oil, and vinegar only. That would be our meal. Save the rest to go for Hajj. Like, take that for Hajj, but then add to that the shrines of the Ma'sumin, the Ahlul Bayt. If we had to cut back on some of our expenses, even to the point where, you know, it's a little tough, it's doable but a little tough, it's better to do that. And believe me, if you experience it and you develop a relationship, you'll realize that it's worth a lot more than that. Right? That's worth how to give. Inshallah, we get there, we see that. Recite a salawat, please. To digest. One of the lines that we have there, right from the beginning, I think I've touched on some of the beginning lines of the ziyarah before. One of the lines we have in the midst, or maybe towards the end of the ziyarah, بِكُمْ بَدَأَ اللَّهُ وَبِكُمْ يَخْتِمْ وَبِكُمْ يُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ. Recite a salawat, please. وَبِكُمْ يُمْسِكُ السَّمَاءَ أَنْ تَقَعَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. And a few other lines. God started creation by you. بِكُمْ بَدَأَ الْخَلْقَ بدأ الله وبكم يختم. And with you he will end it. The initial understanding that we can have of this is that God started creation with them. Okay, so they were the first creation. All right. First creation. Then other creations. But when you pay closer attention, you realize, especially on the other lines, that's not it. It's true, not time-wise, because time is a creation beneath them. Rank-wise, they are first. And that means the next understanding, بِكُمْ بَدَأَ اللَّهُ وَبِكُمْ يَخْتِمْ وَبِكُمْ يُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ. Through you, by you, God sends the rain. God sends the rain, right? Every drop of water, every molecule, every atom, every subatomic particle in that whole scene. And that's only one example. The other line there, it says, through you, he maintains the heaven, that it doesn't fall on the earth. I've mentioned this, think about it. If you see the imagery, all these planets, stars, these galaxies are just in the air. The system that preserves this order, God preserves this order. And if it wasn't for this order that God keeps, it would all fall apart. All these planets, I mean, you just have a really messy ball game. Who preserves this? Allah. But how does He preserve it? Bikum. I think they're just normal, ordinary human beings. Bikum. Bikum through you. In other words, they are God's agent that makes the system function the way it does. They are involved in every atom, every subatomic particle in the material realm and the spiritual realm. All right? This is real. This is not being made up. Ziyarah Jama'ah Kabira is from Imam al-Hadi, Salamullah. And there's other lines, other verses. Ahadith, ziyarat. You keep cross-referencing. And you see that, it's consistent. There's no inconsistency about this. Any blessing, going back to so beginning of Ziyarah Jama'ah Kabira, makes this very clear. Ma'dinur Rahmah. There's no mercy other than God's, right? Gather all's mercy, all of God's mercy. That's the source of mercy. They are Ma'dinur Rahmah. So if you see instances of it in this material realm, in the spiritual realm, and all these different people throughout time, from the beginning of time up to today, in all people, all creation, all jinn, all angels, everything, is there anything that is not God's manifestation of mercy? There's a difference between saying this as something to make us proud that we say we believe in the Ahlul Bayt and actually believing in this. It's a huge difference. The effect is greatly different if one believes in this, realizes this. Or they just say it, or they hear it, or they just get excited about it. These are... If they are the source of all the blessings, including our existence, and everything revolving around that, everything that our existence depends upon, all of that is God's mercy. They are the source of this. God made them, created them as a source of all of this. They don't have it of themselves. It's God has given them. That's the difference between shirk and tawheed. Then if you want anything, you need anything, the source of it all is where? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously. Nobody has anything. But if you want it to come to you, if He's going to give it to you, it's going to come through the Ahlul Bayt. If God doesn't give that blessing to the Ahlul Bayt, you won't receive it. There's no other way. There's no other channel. That's the only channel. The only channel. That anyone can receive anything. And last point regarding that. So with that up to this point, okay, so all the blessings come from them. So we're talking about salawat, right? You're asking Allah to bless them. Any blessing you ask God to give them, they reflect divine qualities. They don't keep anything. They don't withhold anything. If there's anything that they can give, which everything given to them is given without them losing anything. That's the beauty of God's creation. It's not like this material realm, the limitations of the material realm, which even that we can have conversations about and understand that better, because it's not as limited as we think it is. That's our perception that is limited. But that's the case for kuffar as well. That's the case for those who don't say salawat as well. Right? That's the case for the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt as well. Those who name the Ahlul Bayt and then they curse the Ahlul Bayt. Right? That's the case for Ibn Muljam as well. La'natullah alayh. He didn't have any blessing other than what God gave. And that blessing only came through the Ahlul Bayt. Through Ali ibn Abi Talib at the time that Ali ibn Abi Talib is the Imam. Based on all the references that we have. Shimr got those blessings, otherwise he wouldn't have been able to be there. His very existence is dependent on that. thing is, so back to why we do salawat, all of that understood, all the blessings that come through them, everybody receives that. When we make that connection with the Ahlul Bayt, we like them, we love them. And out of that love, we love, so the more you love a person, the more good you want for them. Okay. And the more good you want for them, and the more you realize the only source of goodness is God, then you're going to ask Him to give them more and more. That connection with the Ahlul Bayt allows this heart, not this body, not this, all people are receiving that, it allows this heart, this mind, this soul to receive blessings in the form of shafa'ah. That is something that cannot be received otherwise. God says, these blessings, you got to love the Ahlul Bayt for you to get them, for you to receive them. Yeah, I'll give everyone their life, their material, even those who hate the Ahlul Bayt or hate Islam, hate Allah, I'll give them even more. The Quran tells us this. If you want this blessing, this particular blessing, you want that, you have to get closer and closer and closer to this source. And the only way you can get closer to them is through love. And so salawat can be different as well. You know, reciting salawat, how many times do we do salawat? Do we get tired of it? Do we not get tired of it? When we say it, how do we feel about that? How do we feel about the Ahlul Bayt? It's not all the same. Once you start realizing, then you realize that there's a connection between all of these. There's a great blessing, the greatest of blessings that God gives through closeness of the Ahlul Bayt, and that is His closeness. Taqarrub ila Allah. That cannot be obtained without closeness to the Ahlul Bayt. Salamullah alayhim ajma'een. And so we realize, with that, now again, with that, any blessing that you can imagine will be gathered without limitation. Wallahu yarzuqu man yasha bighayri hisab. He gives whomever He wishes without count. In this world and in the hereafter. That comes with divine proximity, which cannot be obtained and received without being close to the Ahlul Bayt. And this salawat allows us to build that relationship further and further. And therefore, we are in need of that. We may be told, look, if you want a car, do khatm of salawat. Do 14,000 salawat. Gather people in your house. Now, you're struggling, you want a car, or I don't know, somebody's giving you trouble, you want to get rid of that trouble, you gather together, you do that salawat. Your intention is this small little material thing here. The Ahlul Bayt have taught you, do this salawat, we'll give you that. But that's only the excuse, because with that salawat, a whole lot more is given. In fact, we have hadith, the troubles that are given to you are given, so that you resort to that, you get closer to Allah, and you're given a whole lot more than you could even imagine. This is a fact, okay? This is a fact. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the right of the Ahlul Bayt that He helps us understand this, but more than understanding it, the application of it in our hearts, which is that closeness, proximity to the Ahlul Bayt, love of the Ahlul Bayt, which is what fuels that, what allows us to get closer, if it's genuine, if it's real, and that's what we should have, inshallah. We ask Allah to increase all of that by the right of the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt. Salamullah alayhim ajma'in. O Allah, we ask You by the right of the Ahlul Bayt to hasten the return of our Imam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us become His true and close companions. O Allah, help all those who are helping Your cause. O Allah, help especially the ulama, the maraja, our leader. Oh Allah, forgive us all of our sins. Forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives. All believers, those who are alive, those who have passed away. Ya Allah. We all have hajat, we have needs, we have requests, material as well as spiritual. By the rights of the Ahlul Bayt, grant us all of our requests, all of our needs. Relieve all believers of the hardships, difficulties, illnesses that they're facing, and relieve all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Bin Nabiya wa Alih, rahimallah, man qara al-fatihata ma'as-salawat.